Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Thank you for this very moment. As we're about to listen to your word, may we receive a word for every situation that has limited us. And prosper God's way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I wanted to complete what I started teaching in the first service last Sunday, but my heart was tilting towards another topic. All through the day and while I was in my office. And the topic is obedience. Obedience. It's been tilting towards the direction, and I'm sure the Holy Spirit wants us to emphasize that. I don't think this is a topic people really major on. But looking from scriptures, I think this should be one of the major topics that should be taught everywhere. See, for instance, what God's word says in 1 Samuel. Most of you have heard that scripture before. 15:22. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. It's very popular. Can we all read together? So Samuel said, can we read again? One to go. If I can start with 20, let me see something. I've not really checked the initial, so I didn't really stay there while meditating. He said, and Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, okay, and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. He said, and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. That's part of scripture. But the people took off the plunder. Now he's lying here. I hope you are aware. He said the people took such a wonderful man. He said they took off the plunder, sheep and oxen. The best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, the people took it to sacrifice to the Lord. That's what he said. So they didn't just take it. He's trying to validate why he did that. That they took it to sacrifice to the Lord. Not just any type, the best. Are we together? To the Lord, your God in Gilgal. And you see, why it's so interesting is because when they are done sacrificing these things, right? See, the meat don't burn into ashes. They eat the meat. So if it was going to burn into ashes, they would have not mined. But they are going to eat the meat. So the rams were too big. You know, in the Passover practice, you don't eat the meat fresh after the sacrifice. You eat it what? Roasted. Have you seen that part of scripture before? That's why I said we should finish the Bible, so that you'll be seeing there are plenty of things you have not seen before. It's a culture. And for these guys now, the king Saul took the best and said it was the people. Now, imagine you are a king. You have people, followers. You now say followers took it. It's not you. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Does it make any sense? If I find a department wanting, who should I call first? The HOD is responsible. Are we together? That's how powerful leadership is. Amen. Next part of scripture, it then says, so Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. And to heed than the fat of the ram. So, here's God telling him, talking to him through prophet Samuel, that even though what you did is nice, is cool, it is still useless at the status quo. Religiously, they were taught to offer sacrifices. Are we together? Burnt offerings and etc. But at this point in time, Samuel speaking to King Saul, what you did is rubbish. Even though it was sacrificed to God, it's still what? Rubbish. Because what God has said is better than anything you've decided to do. Are you listening to me? He felt like since we're doing it for God, it's not bad. But God said, don't do that. Finish up what? Everything. Are we together? So the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what we get that saying from. A lot of people say it. So this is where we got that power of scriptures. That saying from. This power of scriptures. So you see, your Christianity, the effectiveness of a Christianity is not a function of activities. Just doing all forms of activities, that's not what determines the effectiveness of your Christianity. You can be doing a lot of activities and not be in the will of God. It is possible you are doing a lot of activities and not be in the will of God. In fact, you can be chairman church council and you are not in the will of God. Are you all listening to me? Let me say this before I forget it. Even if we're in church building, because we're in church building does not give us the privilege to just practice anything that comes to our mind. If we practice anything that comes to our mind, it is just sacrifice and it will not amount to anything in the realm of the spirit. Are you listening to me? So when you come to church building, that's one thing. You must make sure you do everything by the Spirit. And you see, the effect of obedience is not unto God more than it is unto man. Whenever you obey God, you are the one that benefits. It is not God that benefits. He said the path of the righteous is like a what? Shining light. Who leads the path of the righteous? The Holy Spirit. If you really are led by the Spirit, your testimony will become the testimony of the righteous, even in this world. If you find that the Bible says this about the righteous and you are not experiencing it, ask yourself if you truly are living as a son of the living God. Are you listening to me? If you read through a lot of scriptures in the Old Testament, you see how God spoke to them about the importance of the importance of obedience. Many scripture, he spoke to them the importance of what? Obedience. Let me show you something. It's quite relatable. Amos 5 and 21. Amos 5 and 21. Can we read together? 1, 2, read. say, I hate, I despise your feast days. I do not savor your... Let me have this in another rendition. Give me the NLT. It's that I hate all your show and pretense, the hypocrisy of your religious festivals and solemn assemblies. This is God speaking. This paints a picture that God is no way religious. He hates religion himself. Are you seeing this? Next part of scripture, we are driving somewhere. I will not accept your burnt offerings and grain offerings. I won't even notice all your choice peace offerings. All of them, he would not notice. Next part of scripture. Away with your noisy hymns of praise. So it's not about coming with a bad character, with a disobedient life and singing songs. You know, some people will not live like Christians, and on a Sunday they will say, those who sing pray twice. It's so funny. You see God saying, away with your noisy hymns. Even if you write, if you are singing, praise the Lord, let the world know. If you sing bass or soprano, he's saying, away with your noisy hymns. Why is it noisy? Not because you're not doing something like this. You know, this afternoon I heard Flora at leaping. Oh, I nearly fainted in my heart. Well, she's trying. So I was laughing, and I remembered. I wanted to say to her, stop all this momotino before you don't know how to sing. Something I said I should leave her. Sometimes when you tell them to stop like this, you know, if you want to start doing riffs and runs, the music, the first time you start, you'll be so terrible. You'll be doing it unnecessarily. For one song, let's say Jehovah is your name, you do it like 20 times in the song. Jehovah is your name. Then with time, you now remember, you now see how stupid you are and reduce it. With time again, you now reduce before you become perfect. So I just said, let me not scare her. Now imagine you come, you know how to do riffs and runs, and you are like, Jehovah, you know, someone came here one time, we were even clapping for the guy. He was such a wonderful singer. No offense, you know, because he was not worshiping rightly. But inside the worships, we noticed that Kai, even this worship song, this voice of this worship is different. He would do, oh my God. And how many of you were in that meeting? Maybe we'll have him come again. I truly have not heard that for a long time, singing like that. He was extraordinarily good. But you see, imagine that you can sing like that and you are disobedient. When you are done, God will say, go away with your noisy hymns. That's how terrible it can be. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody like me prefer people who sing like this because they have good hearts and obey God. You know, me, if you have good heart and obey God, if you have bad voice, you will not still join the choir in this church. Do you understand? You will worship God in your house. That one is your own obedience. Alright? You know, before you say, I think Pastor Simon is advocating for some of us who don't really have the voice, but we have the hearts. No. Here, if you have the voice, if you have the heart, and you don't have the voice, you will not join the choir. You only serve God where your voice can permit you. If you are singing, Jehovah is, and you are going 3 off key in one song, you should be in the prayer group. We need you there. That's why we need you. Alright? If you are somebody that don't like to open your mouth and sing, good morning, Jesus, good morning. You should join the ushering team that greeters department that welcome people to church, isn't it? Good morning. So you see, yes, excellence is really important, but that's not the zenith of everything. God is saying, with all your ad libs and beautiful melodies, I can still say, get out. It's what? Noisy. And I'll not listen to the music of your harps. Meaning you are a very good keyboardist, guitarist, drummer, saxophonist. You play and people are like, wow, wow. If you are disobedient, you are making noise unto the Lord. Next part of scripture. Instead, I want to see a mighty flood of justice and endless river of righteous living. You see that? He said, this is what he wants. And that's why he told Samuel, obedience. You know, look at it. God is not a man. He's almighty. All of those meat was being sacrificed straight to heaven. All of the, and God looked at everything. Oh, we want to sacrifice all this, the best for you. And God said, no. In fact, he lost his throne for disobeying God. Because you see, grace is not yet available at that time. So the consequence of sin is what? So he lost his throne. Because he disobeyed God. Let me show you some scripture that tells you some advantage of obeying God. Psalm 128 from verse 1. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and who follow his ways. Let me see it in the NIV rendition so that we find that word obedience. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. Is that when you walk in obedience to God, what happens to you? You are blessed. Let's see verse 2. You will eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours. Why? It's all hinged on what? Obedience. Are we together? Alright, let's see. Luke 11:28 in the NIV. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and what? Obey it. What happens to those who hear and obey? They are. Jeremiah 7:23 in the NLT's rendition. NLT. This is what I told them. Obey me and I will be your God. And you will be my people. Do everything as I say. And all will be well. How many of you want everything to be well in your life? Do as he says. It's simple. It's for your betterment. Obedience is nothing about God. The advantage is for you. Not for God. Are you seeing it? Deuteronomy 5:33. When you heard the voice, no, give me the NIV. When you heard the voice, 33. No wonder I was not understanding the distance. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper. You see the benefit? Who prospers in the benefit? You and I. So that we may what? Live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Wow. If you obey God, you will live long. You see that? It's part of it. So if you are wise, come to that point that you can listen to God and obey him. It is possible to listen to God and not obey him. That's why Luke 11 says, the people that are blessed as one that don't only hear his word, but are able to what? Do it. We're driving somewhere. We're trying to build something. Let me quote this one. I didn't want to quote it, but let me just quote it. 28:1, Deuteronomy 28:1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his command I will give you today, that he gives you today, The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. Now, just with the Old Testament, 1 Kings 2:3, NIV. Just come on the strength of the Old Testament, see what the Bible says. 1 Kings 2:3. And observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to Him. And keep His decrees and commands. And His laws and regulation. As it is written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may what? Prosper in all you do and wherever you go. On the strength of the oath. You know, some people are saying, why did pastor quote the scripture? Is he saying we should go and live by the laws? No, this is what they had as the database of the world in the days of Moses. Jesus was not revealed. This is the word of God to them at that time. Are we together? And God is like, if you obey everything I've said to you and through my servant Moses, He said, anywhere you go, it will be well. Wherever you go, it will be well. Obedience keeps you in safety. I love this part, Exodus 19:5. I love the way it's written. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you'll be what? My treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine. The whole earth is God's. Obey Him. Deuteronomy 8:6-7. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to Him and reverencing and revering Him. Next part of scripture. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. A land with brooks, streams, deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. If you obey, that's your end. Are you seeing this? Alright. So whenever you obey God, the benefit is towards you, not towards God. It is towards what? Yourself, not necessarily towards God. In fact, let me put it like this. All of the benefit of obedience is towards humanity, not towards God. Because even if you obey God to go and preach the gospel, who gets saved? Other human beings. You see that? Huh? If you obey God and preach the gospel, who gets saved? Human beings. The advantage of obedience is for human beings, not God. He gets the glory in that you are living in the best version of yourself. For instance, if you are living righteously, God gets the glory because that's how He always wanted you to live. If you live above sickness, that's how He gets His glory. If you live above poverty, that's how He gets His glory. There is no other way God gets glory, but that you live in your best. You see how good God is? Nothing about His own, whatever it is. It's just you. Are you listening? So he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. There's this version called Holman's Christian Standard Bible. I'll read it for you. It said, then Samuel said, does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much in obeying the Lord God? Look, To obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention. It says to pay attention is better than the fatness of rams. Now he replaces obedience to what? Paying attention. You know, many people don't know how to pay attention. They don't. You know, sorry to say, I was driving and I told myself, I said, truly we have wonderful people, wonderful, you know, it's not nice to always talk down something and not talk good about the good side of the thing. I said, yes, God has blessed us with a lot of wonderful psalmists in our nation. Even though we see all the terrible things happening, we can't deny the fact that we've received beautiful songs in this nation, isn't it? But you see, I've also observed that even during worship, people don't know how to worship. Many people don't know how to worship. Sincerely, most people, or let me say some people, not most people, they are distracted even in worship, from my own observation. Sometimes even the people leading, because you are trying to look for that song that will take the crowd. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Get to the crowd. Sometimes playing the drums can be noise. Sometimes even the keyboard may be playing noise. And sincerely, that is why sometimes some preachers who have cultivated a lifestyle of using sounds to preach, when they hear a keyboard is playing a noise, they will tell him to stop. You may be wondering, that is nice melody, but that's noise in the supernatural. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And of course they know it. And that's why they are telling them what? Stop. And you probably who are not discerning now will be wondering, why are they telling them to stop? The person is making noise in the spirit. And you see, it's a problem, because some of us now, like me, I don't give my view in a lot of things, especially music. I just say some and I keep quiet for a lot. If you are really discerning, you will not listen to a lot of songs that they even call gospel songs. You will not. Your spirit, you know, sometimes I judge people carnal by even their choice of song. One time I was talking to somebody, I think in the choir, and I asked, I said, you think I don't like music? You think I don't know good melody? I mean, if you hear good music as a musician, you will know. This music is very good. The beats, the voicing, it's very perfect. You are tempted to even give it a third verse if it had two verses. But if you wait in your spirit, there is no wait. You know, people don't know that we stand in a lot of men of God, your leaders stand, they stand as models for you people. Whatever you see me do, you will do. Whatever you see me do, you do. If, for instance, I come and I sing unnecessary songs there, you will start singing them. Do you know why some of you are at this level where you are today? Because I have not taken the next level. If, for instance, I start coming to this church with crazy gene, that's when we'll know how mad some of you are in this church. People will not even buy normal jeans again. If, for instance, I start wearing peacap to the side and maybe put 5 bangles. Have you seen people like that? 5 bangles on the hand. And, you know, arrange myself in a very yopi ghetto manner. Oh, my peacap is at the back and I'm teaching on obedience. The next Tuesday, there will be a discovery of ghetto people in this church. The ones who left the life over and said, now I'm safe. We say, this sin is inside Christianity. Mad, oh. They'll go into those kind of things. It's the truth. So we can actually do this kind of thing in Christianity. There's one time we wanted to follow the trend. That's why today I've learned. I don't care what people are doing in the body of Christ. If I'm not led, I don't do it. I don't follow trend at all. I don't. We did what they call Hip Hop Sunday. You know, in my heart, I said, I want to get young people, you know, they like these kind of things. You know, when you say hip-hop Sundays, young people are very happy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You go and look for that, their clothes. When we said it, you need to see how people looked in this church. I'll look for that picture and send to some of you. You need to see how people look. Even the song ministration that did, we're just doing like this. Yeah. In my heart, I was just saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I knew there would be trouble. The next Sunday, I just cleared the air. I said, we will never do this thing again. I promise you people. Have we done it again? So we will never do it again. Someone may say, Pastor Simon, but what is there? What is really there? What is really there? I don't have an answer for you. The answer I just have for you is that you will not understand. The things of the spirit, some you can't explain. You just leave it like that. Hausa language says, Shuru Shuma Maganani. There are some kind of things you can't explain it, so you keep quiet. In keeping quiet, you are still saying something that Kai, this thing. Just leave it like that. Are you understanding me tonight? So I had to. You know, so sometimes you hear songs, and the people are claiming that they have to bring a how do they call it, a gospel afro. It's not, you know, I'm not saying everything is entirely bad, but a lot of these folks were doing something, a review on one of these Saturdays, and people were just calling names of wonderful songs from Christian brethren. And so when they call a name, I try to just check the YouTube to see who those persons are, some of the leaders. And we're just talking about music in the leadership meeting. And I remember one of them mentioned the name. So when we opened the song, the YouTube page, we now saw the guys. It was with a lady doing a video. A lady was dancing. So I said, is it this brother? He said, no. And I said, come closer. He now looked. He said, it is him. He said, hey, when did he start this kind of thing? So the person was even shocked that the brother is now singing and a lady is dancing. That's a gospel singer. She's dancing by the side. He's singing by the side. And the shirt he wore, a singlet, he opened this thing like this, the shirt. So it's only the singlet. And he was raising his hand like you are. You know that beach sand. Just singing and opening his eyes. The lady was dancing by the side. That's gospel. Interesting. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as some of them, when we check the videos, before you, everybody's neck in the afro is here. The shirt used to stop here. And there's a chain all over. The shirt will stop here. So I was asking, what kind of trend is this? And some of you looking at me now, I tell you the truth. If I am not your pastor, you would have bring chain to this place. Wallahi. Some of you seated here, even especially these choir people, some of you would have brought chain and sing in this place. If I was not this kind of pastor, you'd be so shocked that you see chain one day, 20 bangles by this hand. Yeah, yeah. Calvary. I tell you the truth. That's why Paul said, follow me as I would. Then he says, strike the shepherd. What will happen? Hallelujah to Jesus. If we withhold true discipleship and discipline, we will not have Christians in the next 20 years. Because the wine will just be missed and there will be an outburst, destruction. Because you cannot put new wine in what? Old wineskin. There will just be an outburst. Pwah, 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 pwah. Everything will be spoiling. If you observe now, we don't understand what is really happening because we are mixing the wine. Are you listening to me? And someone is wondering, I'm with tattoos and with nose rings and etc. And yet I can still write good songs. Why will you not write good songs? The Holy Spirit will never leave nor forsake you. The Bible says, where there is sin, grace abides even more. Church, are you here this wonderful evening? What is grace? What is grace? Jesus said, I am way. Then he said, I'm what? And he said, I'm what? He said, I'm what? I'm what? I'm what? Only him is way. Only him is truth. Only him is life. Meaning Jesus is grace and he's still the kingdom. Listen carefully. Jesus died for us. was buried for us and resurrected for us, so that we are washed by his blood, in order that we become part of his kingdom or make up his kingdom. So you see, the goal is kingdom. The algorithm to getting into the goal, or the consecration to getting into the goal, is in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. So he died for us so that he can qualify us into the kingdom. So when we sing about his death, burial, and resurrection, grace, grace, we focus on grace, 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 grace every time, and not talking about the kingdom, then we have a wrong perspective of grace. If you truly understand grace, what will you see? Kingdom. We are washed to see the kingdom. Remember John 3? Well, we are washed to what? Or we are born again to what? See the kingdom. So if you are not seeing the kingdom, then you don't understand God's prophetic agenda for the church. The goal is the kingdom. The means to get into the kingdom is the workings of grace. So when you hear people sing about grace, 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 and never kingdom, they have a wrong perspective of even grace. The proof you truly understand grace is that you know it leads you into a kingdom. How many of you are getting what I'm trying to say? Just like when you can't carry apples and just start eating apples that you got from market, what will you do? You first wash them before you what? Eat them. That's what happened to us. We're washed by the blood so that we're permitted to become the subject of his word, kingdom. Are you all listening to me tonight? That's it. So whenever I see people just singing of the blood has washed me, the blood has washed me, the blood has washed me, and they just stop. Even if I sin, you know, every day you come, even if you sin 2,000 times, the blood still washes you. It's not like it's not true. Alright? But you see, imagine when a loop of sin, forgiveness, sin, forgiveness, sin, forgiveness, sin, what can we achieve? Are you going to achieve anything? In a loop of sin, then forgiveness, sin, then forgiveness, sin, then forgiveness. As we sin, we are forgiving. While we sin, meanwhile, there's a part we must get to be able to be used by God. In a great house are several vessels. Of clay, of what? He said, if a man purges himself of the latter, he becomes a vessel profitable for what? The master's use. Are you here this wonderful evening? Or you are feeling dull because I'm sitting? Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says he becomes a vessel profitable for what? The master's use. Now, if we're in a loop of sin, forgiveness, sin, forgiveness, sin, forgiveness, we'll never become a profitable tool for God's use. Never, because we must purge ourselves from sin to become vessels profitable for what? The master's use. Question is, did God leave us to achieve this by our strength? No. His sacrificial death. I mean, you can't understand grace and live in sin. Hell no. In Romans 5, he said, what am I then saying? Paul speaking, he said, should we continue to sin so that grace may abide? Because Paul had said something. He said a lot of beautiful things. And just before the scripture I just quoted, he said, where there is sin, grace abides even more. So he said, wait a minute, I know how people think. As I've said this thing now, what is in your mind even you seated here? You may now start interpreting that, okay, just believing in sin because grace is what? Abiding. No. Paul knew how human beings, he already knows how human beings would think. So he said, am I saying we should continue to live in sin that grace may abide? And he said, God forbid. How can us? Now he's describing somebody. He's describing somebody who understands grace. Are we together? Come back to verse 1. Now come back to the last verse of verse 20 of Romans 5. As sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ. This is the last verse. I go back a little bit. I'm looking for something. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Of course, the law came so that when you sin, you will know you have sinned. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? To show people they are sinners, not to solve sin. He said, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. You see? So Paul is like, as I've said this sin, I know what will be happening in the hearts of men. Are we together? So go to verse 1 then of Romans 6. He said, where there is sin, grace abides even much more. Because God, grace comes to end sin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Very careful, writer. Apostle Paul. Next part of scripture. He said, certainly not with a shout. You see how he had to shout even in his writing. Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Oh my God. You see how Paul is? It's in this Romans 6 he went ahead to now explain what a man that encounter grace looks like in the realm of the spirit. Look at verse 7 of this part of scripture. Then he began to break them. We can read, oh, it's so beautiful. But because of time, he said, for he who has died has been free from sin. You see that? He who has what? Died has been what? This is what grace is about. So where are these other people understanding grace from? From what perspective? Pastor Simon, you say this thing every time, but I don't know like why I still like sin. Listen, don't think a supernatural force is coming to blow sin away from your heart. You are mistaken. What I'm telling you is as I'm speaking to you, God's word, you are getting aware of what has been done for you. You're understanding reality, your reality, the truth about your life, the truth about your person. You then are the one to insist. Are you listening to me? You have to insist that this is who I am. And I refuse Satan on my life. This is who I am. The Bible says, I've died. I'm free from sin. Oh, I'm dead. I'm free from sin. I'm dead. I'm free from sin. Now, there's a little error. There's a little challenge here. Satan, because there's two ways. Satan, you know, the religious folks think they are saved. If you check it, the religious folks and the, let's just say the wrong doctrine in its entirety covers both religious aspect and these people who are misunderstanding Christ in the name of grace. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The people who shouted, crucify Jesus, his blood be upon us and our children, were not preaching grace. They were fathers of law. So even in the lawish, or should I say, the legalistic side, Christians, you know, those legalistic Christians, who some of them claim to be the holiness movement folks, and of course I wonder who should not be holiness movement folks. You see them going a little bit extra. For instance, see what happened in Eden. God told Adam, don't eat from the tree. Simple. Simple instruction. Adam was supposed to tell Eve the same thing God said. But Adam did not say the same thing God said. Adam said, don't even touch it. God said, don't eat. What did Adam say? Don't touch it. You pave the way for Satan when you speak what God is not saying. When you say what God is not saying. Don't even touch it creates fear. And where there is fear, Satan takes advantage. Don't eat. I'm sure God said, Adam, don't eat from that tree. If you eat there, you die. God did not take it serious. It's just because he knows if he emphasizes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What made Eve to eat? Adam then telling Eve, see, you see that tree? Sit down here, my wife. Don't in your life ever go close to that tree. Don't. He did not say, don't eat too. He said, don't go close. Don't touch. And of course, that's where the problem started. This tree said that they say I should not touch. Why would they say I should not touch? Let me touch it small and see what will happen. When she touched it, nothing happened. So, nothing happened. Let me eat. And some of you, I heard this from a preacher and it's very true. While we're growing up, some of you, the reason why you fell to the devil in sin is because of how your parents told you to be careful of sin. I tell you the truth. There are some ladies here, and I'm sure I have witnesses here. How many of you have heard your parents tell you before that if you hug a guy too tightly, you'll be pregnant? Huh? I mean, we don't have witness here. Now your parent told you that if you hug a boy too much, you'll be pregnant. Okay. And the first day you hug Marley, just a little bit, you were not pregnant. You don't say, let me take it a little bit further. Then you hug even better. And you still were not pregnant. Then you say, no, there's something they are not telling me. And probably some people will make a mistake. Because they wanted you to be extra careful. They said, don't even touch a boy. In fact, if you touch a boy's hand, you'll be 9 months pregnant. Meanwhile, that's not true. A
Adam now said, Eve, don't touch the tree. Oh. Don't even touch it. You hear?
And she touched. Nothing happened. And that's how sin can be sometimes. You do the first one. They say we should not hug. I hug. I lie. Your mother didn't lie for you. Hug. Hug your boyfriend. They say, you went even further. Then suddenly you discover that's not how it works. And for some, they made a terrible mistake. You know, some people came to my office one time. And were asking me some sincere questions. Say, Pastor, what if you kiss during relationship? Is it a sin? I said, yeah. He said, but it's better than people, at least we did not have sex. I laughed. Do I just laughed now. He said, there's nothing there. Nobody even knows. You know, they don't write, I kissed a girl when you kiss a girl. Or you kiss a boy. Nobody write it on your lips. Do you understand? So it's coded. You can even come and lead praise after that. Nobody will see it in your mouth. But you are destroying your life little by little, because you will not end in just kissing. No. You see, there's when kiss will sweet you, that you, when you touch the zenith of kiss, you say, no, let's move further. Sorry. Let's move further. Are we together? And you may now move further to the rest. What? Coddling. Interesting. Coddling. And some of you are pretending like you don't know. They say coddling. Is it? You see, I don't know what coddling is. It goes even further. Is it coddling? Oh well, we just felt nice. We didn't really have sex. You see, nothing happened. You come to church, self, your eyes are open. You see, linguist, I see something. Linguist, say yes, sir. Say, yeah. If I did this before I came to church and nothing happened, let go, let go, let go. We move. You go back there. It will get to another point. In small, small, you'll be dying. Oh. Small, small, small. Even addiction, like porn addiction, it doesn't start. You are not entirely addicted in a day. It's that small, small. You know, I was listening to a lady. She said the first time, when I made a mistake, I cried to God. And now, this was not even porn addiction. She said it was sexual intercourse. She said she made a mistake the first time. She cried to God. She told her mentor, and her mentor said she should pray God will forgive her. There's no problem. And warned her to be more disciplined. Of course, she was disciplined again. She went again and fell. And that second time, she refused to go to her mentor. She cried in the house and receive forgiveness of sins. She said after she cried and promised God she would never do it again, the third time she was the one that still went and did it. So she said she didn't give up on herself. And that the only thing that consoled her was one Hillsong song. That says, 1,000 times I fail you, but you still love me. Very true. Very, very true. And that song is still valid. But the problem is this. If you don't understand kingdom, you will not be guarded. You will not be guarded. Are we listening? Your heart will not be guarded. Kenyon said this of blessed memory. E.W. Kenyon. He said, the purpose of grace is not to just be in a loop of sin and its forgiveness. No. We were sinners, saved by the precious blood of Jesus, to become citizens of his kingdom. That's the goal of being saved. Are you listening to me? So we can't just be under grace. I'm under grace. My sins are forgiven. My sin every day. For what purpose were your sins forgiven? Are you all listening to me? And talking about grace. Do you really understand what grace is? We just gave you a clue. If you go back to verse 3 where we were before we came here. See how Paul drove to verse 7 down through from verse 14. You'll be so amazed. He's explaining grace. Go back to verse 3. Down through verse 14 is explaining grace. He said, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You see that? He's trying to explain something to you. Remember what he said in verse 2 before he came here. Go to verse 2. He said, certainly not. How shall we who died to
sin, live any longer in it. Then in verse 3, he's explaining. Did you know when we're baptized into Christ, we're baptized into his death? Are you seeing something there? Next part of scripture. He then says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? Newness of life. This is grace. He's explaining the grace to you. Are you understanding me tonight? Because when he said obey me, he didn't just say obey me. These are the provisions for you to obey that will make it possible for you to obey. The workings of God's grace. Look at everything he did for you so that you can obey him. And if you are obeying God, it is proof that you belong to a kingdom, because kingdoms have rules. Are you listening to me? That's a proof that you are part of a kingdom. Next part of scripture, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Next part of scripture. It then says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be. We've read this thing more than 20 times, 100 times, 150 times. That we should no longer be what? Slaves to sin. This is grace. This is what will make it possible for God to say, don't do that and you not do it. See how he has destroyed that body that causes you to sin. See, Pastor, I don't understand. My body is doing me one kind. That body that does one kind has been destroyed. It is ignorance that is making your body do you one kind now. It's not supposed to do you one kind. As long as you are not married, you have no business for your body to be doing you one kind. There are stupid research that, you know, you know, I saw one research. I said I will write to WHO and tell them they should check the research. It's not true. I had to do my own vetting. And it was young men that were posting it. I think it's certainly wrong. Say, as a young man, if you don't have sex more than 32 times in a month, more than 50 times or 32 times in a month, you are liable to have prostate cancer. And men started sharing it. People that don't know anything marriage have started sharing it. What are they insinuating? That God will understand. I have to save myself from cancer. That's a demonic, this is a lie. Then Paul would have died. Is Paul no human being? Somebody said, Pastor, you know Paul, you don't know anything they do. It's a lie. Look at, how can I think like that? Now, story they tell us, so they need to write bad side of story. Shut up! People left their wife to follow Jesus like Peter. He only went back when the mother-in-law was sick and continued again. Jesus healed Peter. That's the only thing you heard. He continued ministry. Your son is sick, he will come back, check the boy. If he's okay, continue. Did you ever hear that Peter entered the city with Jesus and Jesus was looking for Peter? But Peter was nowhere to be found. After a few verses, they say, and Peter and the 11 were chilling somewhere down the city. And Jesus said, I'm disappointed in you people. How dare you allow the daughter of Jezebel to take advantage of you? Did you read anything like that? All we're hearing was impact. So those things are lies. I didn't want to say talk about some certain people. There are people that don't marry. Let's say priests, right? If you know some. They keep themselves for the ones that do. Hallelujah. We don't wrongly accuse in this place. You know, I had an experience with these folks. That's why sometimes I don't know how to. But I believe it's not all of them that are like that. It's the truth. There were wonderful folks that rose from that place, but alright, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Glory to God Almighty. So it's a wrong discovery. They will soon bring one for ladies. You hear? Is it not Satan? They will bring one for ladies. As a lady, if you don't do French kiss,
28 times in a week, you are liable to have mouth cancer. You hear stupid things. All is Satan. I don't trust WHO. Publicly, I'm saying it. I don't trust them. It's the truth. See, everybody should be intelligent. Go and become better, know book and discover things for yourself. You see what Pastor Chris is doing, ma? Okay. They will talk their own, he will talk his own. Nobody is permitted to. You can't force me to follow your own. Some of these guys, they produce what they don't eat too. If their children don't eat it, they don't eat it, but they are selling it in thousands and millions. It's true. You know, I used to like Lucozade Boost. When last did you see it here? I heard from Pastor Chris that the thing used to cause something and kill people. He now caught one pain he had. He had a pain after he took it one time. You know, men of God like Lucozade Boost. It keeps you boosted. When he said the pain, I just in my heart, I said, Lord, have mercy. Every spirit of Lucozade Boost, leave this head now. See, so be intelligent and make your own discoveries. Are you listening to me? These people are doing, you know, one time I was speaking to one of our members, trying to help him get through something, and somebody was sending him links to make him understand that he needs to be having sex. Trying to help him come out from a habit. The person was encouraging him from another place, sending him articles. That your pastor just knows the spiritual side. He does not understand the natural side of life. Me. If they keep me under my in class, he will not even come close to me. Because for him to be thinking like that, he doesn't know book. Who told you it's only spiritual things I know? Only Bible. I know Maso. Hey. I know physics, so it's not a joke. Oh. I'm not telling you a lie. You know, one time I was teaching Flora physics with mouth. She was reading with textbook. I was teaching her with mouth. She was checking in. And she said something to me before jam. God bless her jam. She said, no, she passed, but she was looking for a point, and oh my God, it was close, but glory to God. I told her to write to Jam because people have been writing. And she said, ask me a question. Oh, Samuel, how come you know all this thing of it? I said, because I wanted to know it. That's why I know it. And I did not cram. I read and understood. Because I finished secondary school around 2010, 2011, thereabout. How many of you were in secondary school by that time? Until now, I still remember those things. In fact, I can still refer you to some pages in modern physics to go and check some things. It's true. So I'm not foolish to come and tell you that you are telling me that your pastor only understands the spiritual side of life. Even doctors, when I go to hospital, I ask them questions. If you don't like my question, I'll change the hospital. Because it's my baby, you can, or my wife, you can't tell me what you want to choke. What is this one that you want to choke for her? That's what I'll ask you. When you tell me, I'll goggle it sharp, sharp. I say, but they are supposed to mix it with this. If you say you don't have the one they are supposed to mix, I'll say, don't choke her. Let's go and buy the one they are supposed to mix with before you choke her. It's when somebody died, we'll start blaming doctor. Doctor say, oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to give me. I was somewhere in town, they weighed my baby. She was high. The weight was high. Then I now went somewhere. I went that day. In the same hospital. They checked. So I said, your baby is so a big, strong baby. And I carried her the next day to another place. Wanted to do full test. Because where my wife is with her baby, I don't even know that it's my baby or her baby. I didn't want to find her trouble. She was not on the test. I said, she's fine. I said, okay, let's. What we did, I said, every test possible. All the tests of life for children they should do. So when we did, they had to weigh the baby. And the weight was far less. And I know my wife wanted to start crying. She just turned aside in her head like this. I said, Mama T, calm down. Calm down. She just rose. I said, calm down. Don't disgrace me. You are a pastor.
So my eyes were red. I looked at the guys. I looked at the weight. I was suspecting that thing already. The Holy Spirit said, don't shout. It's not time yet. I maintained my stage, shaking my leg, shaking my head. Then one nurse entered. Immediately she entered. I missed the doctors. They were coming up, doctors. She then said, why are you using that scale? That scale is bad. They say, hey, no wonder, no wonder, no wonder. I was looking at them. No wonder. We could have changed it into music. No wonder, no wonder, no wonder, no wonder. That's what they were just shouting. And immediately, they say, okay, let's put her on the other scale. They say, no, that one, man, is bad. It has been more bad, bad since. I say, where is scale then in this hospital? We are in baby unit. No scale, no scale that is good. So I ask, can I buy you people scale? There's nothing there. Because to save other mother's heart, so in case you put another child there, they saw 28 one day, they now came and saw 18. If your hope is in this world, you have what? I'm telling you how I do. Challenge you. Ask questions. Somebody died. One of my in-laws died. They said they make mistake in this. They make mistake. I was just hearing stupid thing. You make mistake with human life. Recently again, somebody lost his father there. Firstly, when he came, they did one test. When they did the test, they now brought the result. The other doctor now came and said they have to repeat the test. Is the person that explained pneumonia? So he does not trust the first report. Indiscipline. Test that is almost 100,000. The guy was complaining online. I was just reading. I said, these kind of people go to subject that if you like, don't be anointed. You carry yourself and go and lie down for somebody who has no vision to treat you. Somebody who is not disciplined. It's not a joke. I'm not insulting. There are some that are doing very well. I've met nice doctors. And I tell you the truth, most times when I meet nice doctors, I appreciate them. I don't leave the hospital without adding something for them. Well done. And I've met very stupid ones. Like one time I went to this hospital, I was telling you my sister. Before the operation, I told you the story. I brought my sister from Air Force Base because she did not register for Atlanta. So I carried her straight to the hospital. In town here. Like I said, I don't want to call their name because I don't want to end their market. Maybe they've repented now. Who knows? That was 4. What is 4? That was like 1 a.m. The fuel was, I remember the fuel was almost finished. I was spraying fuel inside the tank. Jo, fuel, fuel, vri, vo, vo, vo. Press the car till he finally landed the hospital. Boy, I said, now I can trek even to the house. The car landed. Carried her, kept her on the bed, blah, blah, blah. They put her drip. I thought it's that night they'll start. They said I should be patient. I should hold up. There was contraction. I mean, what do they call it? Whatever shot. What's happening? And the water, they say water has burst. You know, that time my wife was not pregnant. I didn't know anything about that kind of thing. Water has burst. Water is just pouring everywhere on the ground. So I did research on my Google. Sharp, sharp. If water bursts, what does it mean? That means if they don't follow it up very fast, she may lose the baby. I may lose. And I told them, do you know this girl may lose her baby? Say, Abeg, don't teach us how to work in this place. Oh. We know what we are doing. I just kept my mouth. They can shut your mouth. I just kept my mouth shut. Sat down. In fact, one man came and said, wait till they do here. Go house. You can go home and go and sleep. Oh. I said, I should go home and go and sleep. Well, I took the advice. I went home. You think I did not take the advice? I took it. That was coming from a professional. So I went home. I went and slept. But I could not sleep. 4 a.m. I woke up. I said, I hope my sister is safe. So I drove. Started rushing there again. When I went there, her eyes opened. Nobody around her. The same yesterday drip was there. I tell you the truth. I asked her, why has nobody come? She said, I don't know. She was just crying. Tears were just falling from her eyes. I went to the nurses. I said, so very soon, just wait, hold on, very soon. One was making call with her boyfriend. The other one was moving. I mean, you can see. Stop that. These are the people you are leaving anyhow and thinking they will save you. You will be leaving anyhow and thinking they will save you. These are the people. Oh. She's looking for husband. You think she will leave husband for your sister? And I was so disappointed. So I just went somewhere and sat down and I was praying to God, please God, guide me on how to behave here. I don't want to misrepresent you. Because I was almost going to misrepresent God. I think it almost happened. I stood up again. How far? Go and sit down. They have taken... How far? And I waited for like 2 hours. That time is like 10 a.m. From midnight, 4 o'clock that I came back to like 10 a.m. She's still like that. Drip. Water. Water coming, water going. I still browse. They say the baby might die if it takes so hours. I check the hours. I only close to the hour. I stood up in my might. When I stood up in my might, oh, glory to God forevermore. You know, I remember many years ago, a popular man of God, most of you know him, I was quite close to him those days. So I wanted to go and write an exam. And he said, Simon, go and write in your might. That's Apostle Selman. He said, go and write in your might. So I just remember those, go and write in your might. I said, let me stand up in my might. You know those videos where your shoulders are looking like their eye? I went to the counter where the nurse, I said, my sister, for the last time, nobody has attended to her. She saw my face. She said, Jesus, oh, we forgot. That's a hospital. Jesus, oh, we forgot. These are my mouth and my eye. They now carried her. They dropped from the bed, carried her on a wheelchair. She went and then collected her samples for a particular test. They said I should wait for like 2 hours, let the result come out. I waited more than 2 hours. When I went there, they said they've sent the results since in 40 minutes time to the doctor. I said, where's the doctor's office? They showed me the place, but they say he's busy, I should wait for him. Me wait for you. Who are you? I knock, he did not answer. I was hearing voices. I knock again, he didn't answer. They say, wait, he will soon come out. The third time I went in my mind. I hit the door. I don't know that it broke, whether it opened or. But it opened. A lady was sitting not on the visitor seat. She was sitting close marking with a doctor. Doctor was giving this girl gist. My sister was dying. She was just telling her something. She was, just was telling her, doing this and like just. They just saw me and say, why did you just? I said, are you the one that is supposed to see my sister? They sent results to you. He checked his system. He said, they've not said no. I don't know why they're. I said, see, doctor. This I did my hand to him. Why praying, God, please don't allow me to misrepresent you. I said, doctor, are you people okay? He stood up and went to the lab. The nun talked one thing. Result came out. The nun said, we are sorry, it's too late. The water has been lost so much. She has to go for an operation. This is what would have been avoided since I looked at these people. Now, before that will happen, before the result came out, I remember I took my sister on a wheelchair. I called a doctor in Sandra Hospital. So he said I should bring her immediately. So I took her on the wheelchair because I used to know him. As I started pushing her out, they said, come and pay some 2,000, over 30,000, 30 something thousand. So I came and I cleared the. Immediately I cleared it, they said, wait for permission to go. I said, hold it. I've paid the money. So I heard that I was going. They said, you cannot leave the gate. I was smiling to the gate. One bloody civilian was at the door waiting for me. They gave him uniform. He was waiting for me at the gate. So I told him, I said, if you like your life, shift. He shifted in peace. It was one old man that came and knelt down. I don't even know his name. He said, please, you give us a bad name, a bad reputation if you do this. Please, forgive us. Please. Immediately he said that, I felt quite emotional. I took her back. That's when they broke the news. It's an operation. She started crying. Operation, I don't want operation, I don't want. Her first baby was not an operation. And she was crying. And I was emotional. I just told her, you'll be fine, don't worry. Because she was very scared. Of course, everybody is scared of CS. You understand what I'm trying to say? If you hear that, your mind... Now, imagine such people. You put your faith in them. You see why you need to be anointed, right? Are you people getting my point? I'm not trying to defame them, but some of them are also nice. If your faith is in this world, you have all men most what? Miserable. So wake up. I was going somewhere before I got here, isn't it? You have to be careful. The sin may be small, 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 then it can destroy your life. It doesn't start immediately. The first day you watch porn, you will still prophesy if you were a prophet. Nothing will be affected. But consistently, all of a sudden, something will happen. It's not because the first one is not a sin. No. It's a sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So it's just one time. It's just sometimes. I just sin sometimes. God did not design us to sin sometimes. Look at your neighbor, everybody. Look at your neighbor. Take some few seconds, 15 seconds. Look into their eyes. Look at them. Look at their cheeks. Look at their nose. Ask them this question. Who do you think that you are? If you want to talk about yourself and the first thing that comes to your head is your father's name, you don't know who you are. You are God's image and likeness. Get out from the normal. Get out from the physical. You are God's image and what? Likeness. Shout it one more time. I am God's image and likeness. Have that at the center of your heart. No, I refuse to be sick. I refuse to walk in sin. See what God has done for us. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be what? Slaves to sin. What are your meditation and confession now? My body of sin, the body of sin is done away with. Give me Romans 7, 22 and 23 very fast. See what Paul said about the sinful body also. He said, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, meaning my spirit. Verse 23, he then says, but I see another law in my members. Let me see how NLT will put it. NLT. Alright, go back to NKJV or the Amplified. Let me see the Amplified. Alright, let's use this. But I see a different law and a rule of action in the members of my body. In its appetite and what? Desire. Waging war against the law of my mind and subduing me and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is within my members or within my body. Go back to the NKJV. Within my body. You see that? Give me the KJV. Old. Literal KJV. Are you seeing this? Within my members, which is within my body. Meaning that the sin is in the body. Now, Paul had said to us, he said, the old man and the body of sin has been what? Done away with. What is your confession? The body of sin has been what? Done away with. As long as you are not married, you have all the grace it takes to keep yourself away from sin. All the grace it takes. Don't think and say, God, you know, some prayers are very, very, very useless. Father, please help me. I don't want to fall into sexual sin. Who told you are falling into sexual sin? Be filled with positivity from God's word. I was buried with Christ. I died with Christ. I resurrected with Christ. I can't sin. You can't wake up in the morning and your first prayer, Father, protect me from every spirit of Delilah. You, which spirit are you as a man? You know, we make women look like they are terrible creatures. And it's a bad thing. You go for ministers' conference. I wonder how the women used to feel there. They will warn us about money, about pride. They will now warn us about women. And women are in the meeting. Some women are there. So, what is... what, okay, let them be warning women too about men. It's as if women now were a mistake from God. They are not. My God. If I tell you something now, some of you may judge me not faithful. I just remember the words of one of my mentors years ago. He said, Simon, Simon. When he was straight, he said, Simon, do you know God created women the way they are? I didn't understand what he meant by that. He said, it is God that made the whatever part of women that you see. Glory to God. I could not say glory. I was finding it difficult to believe. But do you know it's God that made women the way they are? Some of you don't believe it. I'm seeing it in your response. It is God that gave them all those things you are seeing. Okay? Are you still in this church? Or the Holy Spirit have left here? It is God that gave women all these things you are seeing. Say amen. Oh, is it the devil? You know, somebody said one terrible thing. He said, sex started because Eve slept with the serpent. I said, hey. That the Bible did not tell us everything, that Eve slept with the serpent. One man told me that the reason why some women used to have tumor in their belly, fibroid in their belly, is because demons, some angels that fell, slept with them. So they started giving birth to fibroid. I said, now wow. Revelations did this word. That's why fibroid is a demonic child. How many of you have heard that thing before? A spirit child that happened in a spirit husband. A spirit husband slept with natural wife. Then I gave birth to unseen baby called fibroid. I know the things that are not seen are more real. There are things like that too. People have not heard. The day I heard this thing one day. I said, hey, I've heard it firsthand. The pastor was so serious. He said, see, pastor, the Bible said in the days of Noah, he said, people were marrying and giving to marriage. He said, terrible things were just happening. Bad things were happening. Then suddenly, he said, those things, people were sleeping with themselves now. Demons entered, and that's why they are fibroids now. And all those complications women are having is from demons. From demons, but women did not sleep with any demon. That's how some of you, they told you have spiritual husband. Some of you, they've casted your own. Some of you, I don't know whether they've casted it. Do you know the idea of spiritual wife, spiritual husband? A lot of times it's so funny. While I was growing up, I'm quite logical, though. Even though I believe in God's word, I can use my sense very well to calculate things. So when I begin to calculate this spiritual husband thing, I asked a lady one time, I said, why do you think you have spiritual husband? She said, pastor, because I used to have sex in my dream. I said, okay. You used to have sex in your dream. She said, how? So that's spiritual husband. So pray for me. I said, just stop having it. There's no need for prayer. She said, I will just stop. I said, yes, from today, say you will not have it. Then I said, is it that you like, there are people you like? He said, I don't understand. I said, talk through. Who do you like in this fellowship? He said, pastor, I like brothers. So we have been talking every time. Every night we used to talk for like, give and take, 3 hours, 4 hours. And I said, is it Bible people talk about? He said, we'll talk preaching, talk people. Pastor, would I talk? CCTs. I said, okay, then you now sleep. He said, yes. Then switch out will now come. Is that your boyfriend that is the spiritual husband that met you in dream? As a young man, before you sleep, you'll be talking with a lady, be saying stupid things, like one time. Say before he slept, he was playing truth and dare. Anytime they say truth and dare, is a demonic flow. In secondary school, I did my last party. I went as a born-again person, but I was in the middle. I was considering touching the party small before I really become repented. So I remember. And also, you know what made me not to dance in that party?
one of my brothers that we pray together, I saw him rocking a lady. When I saw him, I just called his name. So name. As I did my hand like this, he put his hand on his head like this. We just rushed outside. I said, I go there. He said, I beg. I said, I go there. That now strengthened my conviction not to dance. Because I've catched somebody. So when we go to church, I'll be like, make a talk. Should I talk? How many of you have siblings like that? I go tell mommy. Mommy! I suffered that boy. He used to buy me everything. And I finally said it. Those days, it's not now. I said it. One day, he now find my trouble. So I told him I was saying it. After chopping everything, I still said it. Those days, I don't know how to keep secret. I was a very honest boy. I remember I had an experience also. This man is laughing. He's enjoying what I'm doing. Are you hearing me? I remember there was this lady on to go. She was my friend's girlfriend. Then she now told me she likes me more than my friend. That my friend is just a passerby. She's just playing with him. But from the first day, she doesn't know why I did not come on time. But that no problem. She can just be faking it. It's my friend and be with me. It was like a dream. So I shared it with my younger sister. I always used to say, I'm disappointed in this stupid girl. That's what my younger sister was saying. Girls are a disgrace. Blah, blah, blah. I said, shh. Don't tell anybody. I will not even be talking to that idiot again. If she greet me, I will not answer. What kind of rubbish is that? I said, don't tell her. If not, I will not tell you the next secret I have. So she respected herself. She didn't tell her. And I told the lady no. When I told the lady no, she now said, promise me you will never tell your friend. I said, I cross my heart. I will never tell my friend. And I meant it. Then the next day, 2 days later, 3 days later, we were in the class. You know this thing they call yab? They'll be yabbing each other. I don't know what thing concerned that boy. I was on my own like this. Then they were yabbing. He now called my name inside the yab. Everybody in class started laughing at me. Simon, you're not going to be best. I said, no. I continued trying to do an assignment. They still threw another one. It was him. He said, today he must yab me. Today, insulted me again. I said, hey. I said, see, I don't want to open my mouth and talk in this place. See, if I talk, here will scatter. He said, talk, get out. I just carried my phone, opened it to go chat. Then I called the other boys. I said, you should come and see. This is how people stand. I said, see, what did you see me say? I haven't rejected her. Can you see it? Everybody stand. Hey! It was me, waiting. Hey, they don't finish you. I almost called his name. Thank God I did not say it. And he now started begging me to see. I said, no. He now bought me Mountain Dew, Bonds, something. Me, I was a businessman in school. you can't just, you know, I was quite innocent. So I did a lot of terrible. If I tell you some of you will not even believe that it's me that is preaching. I had one bag, you know, that leather bag that has rope. I'll wear it inside, then wear my uniform. You know, I used to do like that. My neighbor is in Malaysia now. He used to take hard drugs. So they used to search them, but they don't used to search me very well. It was my seatmate. He would bring codeine, whatever dean, and when they want to just come, you just open my shirt, chuck them inside the bag. So I was the keeper. After school, I take my 501k, collect and go. I was saving, living large. It was all sin, I tell you the truth. But I did it anyways. And immediately I went back home. When we're going, when he gave me everything, in fact, paid for me to play PS2, he paid for me championship, 59 at that time. So I played till somebody will now win me. You people know championship. So immediately they warned me, I said, let's go home. When we're going home, he said, I had that thing now, please. I said, see, promise me you'll not talk. He said, yes. And I showed him. He said, I will not talk. I said, okay. 2 hours later, the lady was calling me. Phone was ringing. My spirit just ministered to me, even though I was not born again complete, that something bad has happened. I did not pick. I was ending the course. She now went to work, to go. Why did you do like this now? Why? You promised me. You promised me. I just blocked her and deleted it. I didn't know how to say I'm sorry. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I said it. I said it. Amen. I was saying all this to arrive at somewhere. Ladies were created the way they are. Everybody turned to a lady. Look at a lady. Every boy faces a lady. Some of you are not facing. You think I'm doing a canal thing here. Face a lady. Look at the lady's eyes. Everybody find it. Look at you. Eunuch. You see the eunuchs in the church? Everybody face a lady. Look at some of you think I'm being not spiritual. What? Now look into her eyes. Now say this word. God created you the way you are. And you are beautiful the way you are. And I don't have a problem with God. Man of God. Is he trying to pour saliva or something? I think saliva gathered in his mouth or something. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. It will deliver you from a lot of things. Many years ago, listen. I learned this in God's word. Many years ago. Listen to me carefully. I had this friend. We were reading books. Alright? We used to share materials. So I saw him reading a book. And the title of the book is The Purity of Sex. Something like that. So as I looked the book, I looked at him. I said, why are you reading this kind of book? He now started laughing unnecessarily. He said, man of God, I know what is in your heart, but that's not how the book is. I said, remove this thing. We are praying about revival. What are you looking at? We are talking about taking over nations. Please be careful. He that thinks he stands, lest he fall. He started laughing. He now said, okay, see, to clarify this, bring your phone. I'll send this book. Just read it. I'm not saying believe it. Take your time and read it. Then he sent the book. Believe me, the book was worth reading. Listen carefully. You know why Satan takes advantage? Now, let me ask this question. How many of you are addicted to stealing? Like you steal beyond control. Anybody here? You have a problem with stealing? Even if somebody has, we are not expecting them to raise their hand. But majority of Christians are not thieves. Maybe I'm a bull. But you see, stealing is a lie. Call any sin. Mention sins. Christians don't really do it. Just maybe 10%. Anytime you see Christians coming out that they want to rededicate their life to Christ, 99.9% of the time, ask them which sin you do. I wish pastor used to hear confession. Bless me, pastor, for I have sinned. You will hear that most of the people that come out to rededicate their life to Christ is on the strength of sexual sin. And statistics shows it that church brethren are more addicted to pornography than worldly brethren. Let me stand up. This one is strong. I have to stand. Are you here? Statistics shows that church brethren are more addicted to pornography than worldly brethren. Because in the world, you are not trying to avoid anything. Listen carefully. You think that you are already in it. It's your realm. So whenever you want to do it, you do it. But you don't think about it. You don't feel like you are addicted. Where we now get the idea of addiction is when we come into the Christendom. So we say, this part is not our part. And because of fear of not doing it, we find ourselves doing it. You know what the devil uses? The fear of not doing it.
is in our heart is stronger than faith not to do it. Fear of not doing is stronger than what? Faith not. And how does faith come? By hearing God's word. Meaning, there's a way you understand God's word to a point, fear will run away. The Bible says, perfect love casts out fear. I'm not scared not to say that with me. Say that with me again. Shout it out. Fear not to sin is more powerful in the hearts of many than faith not to sin. Bible says, who through fear for sin were held captive by the devil. Hebrews 2:14. Who through fear for death were held captive by the devil. I don't want, Lord, please, listen to the prayer of most Christians. Lord, please, please, help me to avoid sexual sin. Holy Spirit, please, help me, help me. It is finished. Tetelestai. You are dead to sin. You can't live again in sin. So, if you heard that scripture, what should you do? Should you be scared not to sin or have so much faith that you cannot sin? Go back to Romans 6:7. You see, many people, it's so difficult to believe the word of God. Cultures, tradition, wrong beliefs, wrong doctrines. It's so hard. That's why we suffer a lot of times. Because the fear not to sin, sin consciousness, is stronger in our heart than the workings of God's grace, than what God has done for us. For he who has died has been freed from this, from sin. Paul wrote so much from here to Romans 8, to the 10. He said, on the strength of all these things, he said, what can we say about all these? T-H-E-S. Everything I've said, what can we say? What is our conclusion? Then Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? You see that? That was Paul's conclusion. Because everything I've written is so rich and powerful and beautiful, what should we say? What should be our conclusion? Now, on the strength of everything Paul wrote, he said, this is my conclusion. God is for us. Nothing can be against us. I have no consciousness of fear in my heart. It's fear of failure that puts you in failure. Many years ago, I was preaching in BSU. I think in my 100 or Remedias. And I was preaching in one class. They were old. These days, I don't think they are old people as students. Do they still have old people as students? Those days, you can see somebody of 43 in school. So, there were these old people. I guess they are political science students. They were just looking at me one kind as I was preaching when I was done. They do, one do, where? They said, 2 years. They were saying it for me to hear. 2 years. He will stop preaching. I think at JJC, 2 years. And I said, all of them, they start. I heard him saying it. So I asked one of my friends. I said, why are people talking like this about BSU ministers? They said they give me 2 years that I will stop preaching. She said, ah, Pastor Simon, a lot have happened in this school. She started mentioning names. This one started so fireful. Before you know, he made a lady pregnant. He left the school. He didn't even finish it. The other one started blah, blah, blah. Before you know, he made a terrible mistake. Blah, blah, blah. She was just calling names. I said, wow. See, so that's why people may be doubting you. It's a lady I was talking to. She now said, especially you, with the way you do your hair. That's why they doubt you. And I went home, I started praying. In the night, I was praying from fear and faith at the same time. Fear mixed with faith. Lord, riba shata kapa, arababababa. I slept up in the prayer. In the middle of the night, my eyes were open. And I saw plenteous demons. I couldn't see the end. I've shared this vision here before. I couldn't see the end of the demons I was seeing. And when I saw that vision, I opened my eye. I couldn't sleep again. Because I was scared of closing my eye and seeing the same vision. I'll share two visions as we're talking. There's another one I had. So, I asked the Lord in prayer, why is everything so scary? The whole of this night from yesterday, as I was praying in tongues, speaking God's word, then the scripture popped in my heart. I will build my church. The gate of hell. He said, open it. I open it. Matthew 16:16-18. Peter said, you are the Christos. He said, upon this rock will I build my church. And the gate of hell. So God said, upon what was my church built? I said, upon the rock. He said, check it again. I said, upon the rock. Check it again. I said, Peter said, you are the Christ. Wow, the rock means Christ. He said, if you build your life and your people's life on the revelation of Christ, he said, the gate of hell has no chance. He said, all you need to do in the equation is to be on Christ. Leave the consequences. It's not your business. If you're on Christ, gate of hell has no chance. There's a lot of things that happen around these parameters of the Christos. He that is in Christ on the rock, what happens to that person? He's in an innumerable multitude of angels. He's on Mount Zion, the city of the Lord. He has come to Jesus. Are you listening to me? The Lord began to open my eye. As I was reading the word, faith began to rise. You can ask people that know me, people like their Pastor Charles and the rest. They used to follow me for evangelism. I will preach in every class in BSU because of that fire. That encounter made me to preach even better. I will wake up in a day, I will finish first campus in a day. That same day, I'm going to second campus. Some of you know. I remember one of those evangelism that you were tired. I remember. There's this old lady, the cobbler. They were tired. They stood, their legs were paining them. But Simon, well, let's just leave it for today. Let's continue tomorrow. I said, you can go. It's me that God called. That's what I told them. I said, you can go. Don't worry. Bless you. No offense. We'll see tomorrow. As I entered, they refused to go. They still followed me. Every class, I was preaching. No fear. That's why I say I'm having problems with some preachers on campus. He said he speaks with so much pride. It's not pride. It's sophronismos. Soundness of mind. Are you listening to me? No altar of fear. I have not given you the spirit that you should what? We used to fear. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Power and I refuse to fear. Look at everything God has done on our inside. It's so rich for me not to obey God. I have all that it takes to obey God. We have received everything for what? Life and what? Godliness. If the people that made a car were not sure of the systems in that car, they will not tell you you can take it from point A to point B. They were sure. They've arranged everything. God is sure of what he did in you. That's why he said, be ye perfect. As your what? Father in heaven is. He knows what you are made up of. It is not biology that knows better. God knows better. I know somebody met me one time. He said, Pastor, you see, at some point in life, we get to that point that is called puberty. At that point, everybody should marry because nobody can control himself. I said, that's what biology said. They just discovered something. They don't understand everything. They discovered that there's a certain age a woman gets ready for giving birth and a man too, and etc. But they don't understand that we have received such a spirit from God that can help us to have what we call self-control. That even though we have the capacity to give birth to children at a certain point and do anything, we have self-control. And because of that self-control, God will not allow us to be having useless cravings that are not supposed to exist. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's what I told him. And by God's grace, I thank God I have molded that life. It's the truth. Not by power. Not by... See, I've seen the strongest. People that have more muscle than me that are falling. I've seen people who know activity of prayer than me. I mean, I sang, we're praying with somebody. We're praying for 3 days. I'm not joking. That's the kind of thing we do. We tell somebody to carry the key home and come back in 3 days' time. I'm sitting down, lying on the ground for 3 days. Stop at some point, read the Bible, continue praying. That brother did not bend. He did not sit down. Some people may understand what I'm saying online. They will remember him. He doesn't sit down. He taught us a posture. He said, if you do like this 1 week, there's a way he bends. He said, you can go 1 week like that. And this is how he walks. He cannot walk like this. He's like this. He has a posture of prayer. He walks prayer. He talks prayer. And it's not like he was a demonic person. He was so sound. Listen, the first time I ever heard leg in a meeting did crack, crack, was in his meeting. I heard bone doing crack. They did not tell me. I heard it crack. I checked. The thing is arranging. He was super anointed. We never taught such a
tremendous, terrible thing can happen to him. Before we know it, if you call his name now in the city of Kaduna, people will start laughing. Is that bad? Is laughter, ridicule him, is a thing of shame. And I remember such a person mocked me years ago. He said, I'm called the cross and grace preacher. When a conference, three of us, we ministered at different sessions. So they told me to minister at the last part. And when I was done, I saw they were laughing at the front. And one of the prayer and care said, don't mind them, they're laughing at you. That instead of him to minister lastly, they don't know why they want to give me to minister. And after the whole territories, potters in me, I came with Christ and him being crucified. And everybody was also, it's cold. But I remember, the Holy Spirit said, say nothing. I went back, I prayed so much that night for God to help my heart not to respond. I didn't respond. And years ago, years later, the terrible things started happening. Pastor, how are you so sure? It happened with even my sister. He tried, you know, and my sister said, dog. She called him a dog. I said, who are you calling? And I raised my hand to slap my sister. That was the first time I did that kind of, is the first or fifth time? I can't really remember. I did it, and Lita was feeling sorry. So I went to her later when I bought her something to apologize. She now said, leave me, you will not be believing your sister. You just be believing people outside. I said, what happened? Tell me. Sorry now, I've given you something. And she opened up the chat. There, Jesus Christ. Indeed, even a dog is better. Immediately I sent a message. I said, so you have done this, done that, blah, blah, blah. Why? He said, ha ha, in the message. The Spirit of God showed me last 2 weeks that you challenged me. That's when I knew that this one, it is finished. Because lies have entered. I said, okay, Spirit of God, show you. I said, Spirit of God did well. Because I would have actually challenged you. I said, why will you be behaving like a child? You are disgracing yourself. I called his name. I said, why are you disgracing? He said, don't dare me. Don't challenge me. He started shouting on the, you. I said, you are, he started insulting. Look at this thing. When did you start? I knew that was the end. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before you know it, that was the story. Ladies upon ladies upon ladies, complaints, ministry scattered. It starts how? Small, small. Focus on the things that matter. Look at Hosea 6:6. That's why me, if you come with all those words, I don't used to follow trend. I've told you several times, I am not a follower of trend. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You see that? God desires knowledge more than burnt offerings. Are you seeing it here? And mercy and knowledge are in the same place here. They're of the same category. He said, don't try to get things done by yourself. Remember how I've been merciful to you on the cross of Calvary. Know about it rather than trying to be doing it by yourself. You are describing potters, dimensions, this one, that one. You don't understand the knowledge of God. The message shown on the cross, you still suffer. Like he said in Hosea, is it 4:6? My people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. Look at what he said. I desire what? Mercy, not sacrifice. I desire what? The knowledge of God rather than what? Burnt offerings. There's something that happened in the book of Acts chapter 3 around, is it 22 thereabout? Where Peter told the Sanhedrin court. He told them, we would rather obey God than man. We will keep on preaching. They told him not to preach Jesus. He said he must keep on preaching. You know, sometimes while obeying God, you disobey a lot of people. Peter said, I must preach God, Jesus, and not what you want me to preach. And let me just show you something beautiful there that I got. Before we round up. Acts 5:21. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. Next part of scripture. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported. Next part of scripture. saying, indeed we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. Next part of scripture. Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard this, they wondered what the outcome would be. Next part of scripture. Say, look, the man whom you put in prison are studying the prison in the temple and teaching the people. Next part of scripture. Alright, I think I missed something here. Go back to verse 20. Something I'm looking for. It's taking me too much down. Alright. Go back to verse 19. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, next part of scripture. When he opened, he did not say run for your life. He said, go what? Stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Obedience can be very hard sometimes. For the same purpose you entered prison, go back and continue. Next part of scripture. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called out the council and with all the elders, blah, 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 and sent to prison, blah, blah, blah. Next part of scripture. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported. Sorry? Oh, you see, I'm even reading something different. All this while. No wonder. I've gone too far. Hallelujah. Acts 5:29. Yes, I heard somebody say 29. Who said that? Thank you. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than what? What had happened from verse 25? Come from 25. Let it follow another. So one came and told them, saying, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Next part of scripture. Then the captain went with the officers, brought them, blah, 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 for they feared the people, lest they be stoned. Next part of scripture. You see, they were gaining ground in the city. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, next part of scripture, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. Listen carefully. When God commanded them to go and keep on preaching, it looks so terrible. But see what the chief priests are saying. Say, you have filled what? Say it, everybody want to go. You have filled Jerusalem with your dog and intend to bring this man's blood. In other words, when we really teach from the depth of our heart, we can fill a city with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the true doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Obedience is powerful. Go stand before the temple, preach. They went and suddenly their obedience is paying off. They have filled Jerusalem with what? This right doctrine. Are we together? Obedience is powerful. Some people are wondering what should this point connect with. Of course, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14, it said they are the sons of God. But the reason I've been saying whatever I was saying before about how that you should look at women the way God sees them is that it will cause you not to walk in useless paths, useless temptation and trials. You reduce those temptations and trials in your life. See women the way God sees them. See men the way God sees them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? See women the way what? You see, forget about the way women are dressing. You know, one of my friends told me in BSU many years ago, we're doing Chem 101. Mass 101. It's a sermon, because in that class, some people pay attention, some wait after the class to know what the man is talking about. So some of us that were not understanding him, we're waiting for our lecture after. So we're gisting. And he said to me, he says, Pastor, how do you cope in this school? I said, what do you mean by that? He said, look at the way these ladies are dressed. This is even smaller. Have you worked in this school early in the morning when people are going for lectures? Sir, you have to close your eyes. If not, you go to hell. I said, no, me, I will not go to... He said, sir, I know what I'm saying. I walk like this. Sir, because what I see... So he said, how can somebody avoid temptation with these kind of things that we see? And I told him, you see, as a child of God, you build your senses to a point that you see through your eyes. You don't see with your eyes. The Bible said that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Are you listening to me? So even though your optical eyes can see this man here, but the way you are describing this man is not logically. It's from the database of your heart. Now everybody here, do you know red? If I point red, can you tell me what red is? You know blue? Immediately I say the picture comes to your heart. Isn't it? Because you have seen it before. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how it is. So I told him, I said, see, women may be dressed in a certain way to attract men, but see them from the database of God's word in your heart. See them the way God created them. Finish. Are you listening to me? You know, one time I taught a young man and he said his senior colleagues were asking him a question. They were not believing that a man can live above sin. I wonder why religious people hate sin, yet they don't believe somebody can live above sin. What kind of foolishness is that? You claim to hate sin, you don't believe anybody can live above sin. Is the thing making any sense? Magnitude and no direction. You hate sin, but you still don't believe that anybody can be perfect. It's so terrible. So they said to the young man, you are just saying rubbish. Who told you that you can live above sin? Nobody can live above sin. He was preaching and crying. Then one of them said, see this mumu, small pikin. He said to him, he said, you don't see naked woman before? You are yet. Have you seen a naked woman before? Your Christianity will just fly. Such a useless statement. Now, God forbid, all of you sitting here as men. God forbid. That one day, somebody knock, and you mistakenly open without checking in your house. And as you open, they just hit you with hand. Boom, as you are falling, is a naked woman. Will you now say bye-bye Christianity? The way you hype that thing is the reason why you fall a prey to the devil. It's so hyped. Naked woman, Jesus Christ, nobody can resist a naked woman. First of all, the Bible even says you should flee. Is that not what the Bible says? But I don't like the way people hype it. I tell you the truth. Somebody told me as a preacher years ago, a lady, she's a pastor. We were talking and she asked a question. As I was preaching about this kind of thing, she now said, Pastor Simon, so you now, if I come and naked before you, you can resist me? I said, I will slap you. She said, that was so harsh. It has not reached that point. I said, I mean everything I'm saying. I said, I swear. I'm not joking. This I swear I would have not said it, but I said it that I said, I swear I'll slap you. You see this hand? Pwah! For your face. I saw I did like this. You slap me. You are such a terrible person. I said, yes. I said, I'll slap you and God will understand. My Christianity does not have an end. That's how you talk as a child of God. It does not have an end. Are you listening to me? It does not. That's the way you understand the glory. It's so beautiful before you. You cannot lose anything for the glory. This is where you come to as a man that God can tell you that is your wife and there is no quarrel. You're like, God, I give you praise. Because no matter how you want to marry a woman, very sculptured and the rest, when you are done marrying, you say, hey, wait a minute, I would have waited small. What am I seeing now? Because the beautiful ones are not yet born. Have you heard that statement before? You would think you are married the most beautiful. The next day, you now say, hey, why did I rush and marry now? See what I'm seeing now. It's the truth.
You come to that point, understanding the glory that God has taken over your heart. He has taken over your life. Are you listening to me? And as He speaks, you follow. You know why men of God are consenting alone and telling you, marry, look at her, do you like the shape? Look at him, do you like the shape? Marry him. They don't know how to push people into the supernatural. People that talk like that, they don't understand God. It can never work like that. If God allows you to go for who the shape you like, the head you want, the beard you like, you make terrible mistakes. When God tells you that's not the man, that's the woman, that's not the man, blah, 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 it is because He has seen the end from the beginning. He has seen who fits in more. And when I say the end from the beginning, He has seen how that you who doesn't like this person now will eventually like the person. See, when God leads you home for who to marry, you may not like at the initials. At a point, you like the person. Let's not go too far. Have you people sometimes not seen, I know everybody will deny that fact, sometimes we can even learn from our parents that some people who are victims of broken homes, your father from one woman to another, now he's old. It's the woman that he's cheating on that is now taking care of him. He can't do anything. And now if you hear he talks about your mom, it's like if you even shout on your mom, you want to use hammer and break your head. Don't talk to my wife like that. Years ago, he was not like that though. He was jumping. But now he has seen that this is the person he really needs. Because those ones he was jumping around with, if they were the ones in this old age, they would have gone for another level. Because this one is old. God knows the person that you need. Don't allow sex to determine the kind of woman you marry. Yes. The devil is trying to change our orientation about a lot of things. A lot of things. That at this point in life, people have what they call sexual compatibility. And I ask, how does somebody know? How do they test sexual? Is that you pray in tongues of you and say, let's pray and imagine ourselves in the spirit and see whether we'll be sexually compatible? No. They will say they want to test products before they buy it. That's what people are saying these days. In fact, there was a pastor lady that came out recently and said, say, go and quote me anywhere, I'm a pastor. Test your husband before you marry. Quote me anywhere. That means she's even beefing God. Because now she's against God. We'll quote her in heaven. The Bible says we'll walk by what? Faith. And not by... See, if you know how to hear God, work on that aspect. Become a disciplined Christian. Become a sheep. Are you listening to me? So that when God speaks, you recognize that is His voice and you follow. You can follow. Anything He says, you follow. It's not that you can just hear Him. You have been designed to not just hear Him, but to follow Him. Your being can hear Him and live for Him. Because you are now a partaker of His divine nature. You see things from His perspective. So when He said do it, you understand why you need to do it. It is for your good. We're not designed to learn by experience. We're designed to learn from obedience. Are you listening to me? Very important. God said the end of anyone that follows me is peace. Yes, sir. We may not understand right now. Don't do this. Don't marry that man. Look at, they are actually literal examples. I mean, examples of God's instructions littered in scriptures. For instance, He has told you the kind of man to marry. He has told you the kind of woman to marry. You know, somebody was quoting for me 1 Corinthians 7. When I told him, he said he wants to marry a lady in my church. We play ball together. So he saw one usher that he liked. So when he saw the usher, he said, he wants to marry the lady. So the pastor, you know, you have to give me a wife, blah, blah, blah. And I said, if that's why you started coming to the church, stop now. And he said, is it that serious? I said, yes, very serious. He said, why? I said, because you don't deserve to marry anybody in that church. Because you are not disciplined with your faith. You cannot even attend church. The simple instruction God gave, do not neglect the gathering of brethren. How many times have you obeyed this year? He said, no, the woman will change me now. So, and I said, me as the Jew, the spiritual father of the woman you like, if I cannot change you, how will my daughter in faith change you? Isn't that women have add sugar to their gospel when they preach it? You know, sir, some foolish men say, if you want my serious with God and with my destiny, just give me a better woman. She go make me serious. Those are foolish people talking. Yes, foolish person. So Some, they just enter relationship today. The lady has said, declare asset. They are declaring. They have declared asset. My father gave me 2 land in or half year. My account balance is 250,000. She said, quite impressive. You need to work hard. My this one is that. My this one is that. You are declaring asset. You will not be telling you work hard. How, what does she have? 0.07 kobo. You are declaring assets. Some women are controlling them. They like back. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, I'm not happy. Where are you? Where are you? My, you can, Achalugo, where are you? What do you want? Declare, and it shall be done. That kind of person does not even give his time, neither does he give partnership. He is buying suya. You choose suya over your partnership. What a man sows, he shall reap. One of the things the gospel will kill on your inside is low self-esteem. While I was growing up, I told myself, no woman can control me except in a godly way. You know what I mean by in a godly way? God gives me an instruction through my wife, I can follow. But outside that, no woman can control me. That's what I said. I remember those days. I was so scared of relationship because I felt like they said ladies like money. So I was scared. Because this ministry I'm doing, if you come into my life, it's you that will finish it. So, you know, one time a lady told my wife, when she heard that my wife was and I were in a relationship, so she met us. They say Prophet Simon is in a relationship. She said, me too, I heard though. That's my wife say, me too, I heard. She said, I don't know why he rushed and entered. But I hope it's not any of our friends there. She said, no, I don't know. I don't know who the person is. And it was her. So she said, I beg you, he should not enter. He should wait. He should wait. Me, I like him. I want to be in a relationship. He can be giving me tithes and offerings to make hair. I'll be giving tithes and offerings. So I laughed. I said, when you enter, your money, your whole money in a month, I'll tell you, let's sacrifice to God for the next level. That's what will happen. There's nothing for you. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you all here tonight? Very important. So this, you know, this may sound so natural, this may sound so simple, the gospel tonight, but it's so powerful. See life the way God sees life. And I remember my friend again years ago, he said one of the ways to get delivered is to understand the purity of sex. Sex started from heaven. God, I did not say they had sex in heaven. I mean God is the inspirer, because I have to be careful how you understand me. God was one that inspired man to have sex with a woman. But let me not say man with a woman. Husband to have sex with his wife. So you must understand that sex is spiritual and it is pure. Most of you, the reason why you are subjected to an addiction that is related to sex is because of how you were warned about sex. While we're growing up, imagine pastor is talking about sex or the reverend father in the church. And you smiled. Did you remember what your mom asked you? Do you remember what your dad asked you? What are you smiling about? What do you understand? Small children, stupid, rubbish. Stand up and go to children's church. So the understanding of it is so terrible. Are you all listening to me tonight? You must see it from the right perspective. Like I said, 90% of Christians are not addicted to stealing. 90% of Christians are not addicted to what? Any kind of sin rather than what? Sexual sins. You say, young gentleman, what are you struggling with? Because it's sexual sin. Sexual sin. Sexual sin. As if that's not something God gave to man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God gave us the privilege, but when we are what? Married. At the status quo, if we find all of those urges, it is from the devil. And we have what we call the spirit of what? Self-control, to curtail it at this level. Are you all listening to me tonight? So as I'm talking now, if you observe, some kind of words are... Yet I'm not giving you the permission to go and what? Misbehave. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? this little sin called sexual sin, let me not even call it little, this called sexual sin, it has destroyed a lot of destinies. Great people who are rising all of a sudden, cut short. Mighty guys rising all of a sudden, cut short. So what is my conclusion tonight? Understand the word of God. Eat from the tree of life. No need to add anything as a preacher. I say to not touch. No. Eat completely from the tree of life. Understand grace. Understand the finished work of Jesus. If you understand that, you can never be a prey to the devil. Believe the gospel the way the gospel is. Don't try to make it sound the way that you want it to be. You know, the gospel is euangelion in Greek. It means too good to be true. Are you listening to me? Believe it the way it is. If he said you are above Satan, who are you? Above Satan. Above sin, what are you? Above sin. Above fear, what are you? Above fear. I will not wake up tomorrow morning and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to overcome sexual sin. I never pray like that. This is my prayer. Father, I thank you because I'm above every kind of sin that Satan brings my path. Why? I'm seated far above what? When I say, Father, please help me, I'm saying it is because I don't have the strength. The Bible says, we have received all that is necessary for what? Life and godliness. By knowledge is getting unraveled. I just revealed some. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And as you know now, the Bible says, arise and what? Because your light has what? Because the glory of the Lord is risen upon. So tomorrow when Satan comes, this night when Satan comes, just tell him, I'm above. Subjecting every thought that seems to what? Raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Because the consequences of sin is what? Shout it. The consequences of sin is what? But I will not fill your heart with fear for death. Else you will be held what? Captive by the devil. You know, some people will come and say, if you sin, you will not become a lawyer again. They will give you belay. If you sin, you catch HIV and AIDS. If you sin, you have STD. If you sin, blah, 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 blah. You are making people fear. You think the people in sin, before they got the HIV and AIDS, they didn't know that they would get it if they sin? Why were they not able to subject themselves? Because it's supernatural. By strength shall no man. It takes the grace of God. Like I said, I've seen more stronger people in the physical. Bigger muscles. I've seen them fall. Good example is Samson in the Bible. Did he not fall? A man that by one hand, whole jaw, one hand, killed how many thousand Philistines? 1,000. In fact, the Bible says over 1,000. There are more. Rendered many wives as widows. When he killed all their husbands, went back. It was one girl. One girly girl. Nobody could tell him to say it. But that girl said, say it. He said it. Are all of you listening to me? Come, let me use you for example. Richard, come. You see how this man left? What was that state? Abia. And came here to do ministry. You see how he looks fine and handsome. And left, face them. He left Abia to serve God. Are you seeing? Is it a bad thing? Huh? Do you know one day, the only thing that will make this man one day, to say, I don't want to serve in this ministry again, is probably when he makes a wrong choice of who to marry. The lady may not tell him, leave GCMI. She was just saying, I don't like what is happening in GCMI. In my department, they are shouting on people too much. You now say, in my own too. That's how it starts. In my department, there's a way they talk that I don't like. Say, in my own too. But you see, the reason I'm respecting Pastor Peter is because he led me to Christ. If not, but don't worry. My time in this place is getting finished. When we marry, we'll relocate to Abuja. You see, small, the devil will be doing something in their hearts. Are you all listening to me? Wrong relationship can be terrible. You see, our treasure came here and he said, come, serve, come. You see how he looks big and wonderful too.
and told his mother that he wants to serve in this church. After NYC service, he said, God touched his heart. He wants to serve in this church. Gave his mother my number. They called me and said, they've given me him. I said, no problem. Now see, you see the way he is now? Huh? The reason why the mother will call me and say, Prophet Simon, one day, God forbid you. I said, what is happening with my son? Is that he found love somewhere he's not supposed to find love. You know one thing with Satan? It is get one of the things that Satan will do, especially with people that just receive Jesus, who want to walk with God, is that where you are not supposed to find love is where he will make sure you find love. You see yourself liking somebody you are not supposed to like. Stand up, you. Come. Oh, like, come here. I'm seeing a fire upon you. Come. The example I'm giving, I'm seeing the fire coming upon your head. Come. I don't know. I'm serious. This is not a joke. I'm sensing, as I'm talking to him like this, I'm seeing a fire like this. And God is talking here. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, he works like that. Satan, very terrible being. You'll be so shocked this man has found love already. And he's contemplating. He's deeply in love. I'm not saying he's deeply in love. Are you deeply in love? All right. And he's contemplating. Nobody agrees with that anyways. And maybe it's not the kind of woman he needs in his life. Hallelujah to Jesus. And one day she will tell him, that's your Riaza. I don't like the way people waste time there. You waste time. The Bible says, one of the powerful kingdom, he said, because of the treasure, liking the kingdom of God to a treasure. So for the treasure, they left, they sold everything. But some of them that see women like treasure, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your name is even treasure. Are you learning something tonight? He will use one thing. I've seen said, you know, we're going to have meetings next week. We're supposed to have a women meeting and men meeting. Thursday next week, women meeting. Friday next week, men meeting. That Friday night, we're going to have a joint meeting for both women and men. It's going to be an all night next week, Friday. So we're doing Thursday for women, Friday, 5 p.m. for men. Then, evening, both women and men, then prayer. We're fasting 2 days dry. Is that okay? Yeah. Nice. Next week, Thursday. They are pointing you. Is there any problem? Fasting next week, Thursday. And I want everybody to fold, except you have a doctor's report that will not permit you. Are we together? But everybody must be on that fast. We're going to be eating fruits, specific fruits, at several hours. I'll announce that more on Sunday. I've mentioned the food. There's no mango. There's no garden egg. There's no granite. There's no what's this? Cucumber. All of those things are not among. Are we together? Little things. We have trained mighty women in this church before. Mighty women. At the slightest conversation of love, they lost their stees. I love you. Pew. Sorry, not you. Pew. They lost their stees. You don't have to be careful. Come, general public. They lost their stees. They lost composure. The man is not really it, but they want to manage the situation. That's how with all our investment, teaching them Christ and the rest, we're expecting them to come and do the work of the ministry, they just follow man. And when you start making a wrong, when you take a wrong path, it will start showing. You'll be waiting for an opportunity so that church will pursue you. Because you want to be pursued. Then the next thing you start looking for people who did the same thing like you. What this person is even this? Where he did? That my friend for choir that year where they push you. Now I know why they push you. Maybe in fault. My guy have fun a long time. How is GCMI? Oh boy, they did there. I don't see why you leave church. There's no fee day free. Make you choose anybody you want to marry again. They go counsel them out of the relationship. I had Dr. Kai is saying something. He said, some people come to church, you complain. This one is happening in the church. He said, try the world. Some of you that have tried the world, Alpha, they will break your heart. Hi, Jesus Christ. They go break your heart. They break heart without mercy. They pound hearts. No matter what, manage the church. Are you listening to me? You are beefing somebody in church. Manage church. The church is a place of perfecting and perfect people. Are you listening to me? Don't allow offense take you off into the Satan's path. No matter the love. Listen, love it, come. No matter the love. There's an anointing in this place this evening. You know, a prophet does not ask for validation. He just speaks. Come here, you that is smiling. Come. Vivian, come here. Don't allow anybody to deceive you into falling in love wrongly. Are you hearing me? Come. You were laughing. Look at your eyes. Come like this. Stand here. It's filled with love. Yes, let me be looking at your eye. It's filled with love. Jesus Christ. Don't fall in love, yeah? You are in love. Are you dancing me? Am I lying? Are you sure? You don't like anybody? You don't like anybody? Oh my God. Should I talk? Should I? So, just let's continue. Do you understand? Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? Some of you plenty people have been asking you, they want to marry Sarah. Stand up. Am I lying? Stand up. You know, this there's an anointing in this place, this evening. The marriage attack. Paras kuparas kafrandes shabash. Don't fall, eh? Marriage attack. Are you people here? If you like, look like you touched third heavens and came down. Look like you entered third heaven and sat down. I'm not moved by feelings. I'm not moved by looks. Be very careful. Some of you who are talking with girls, you are just playing with girls. Third girls you are chatting with. Hi, blah, 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 blah. You are just chatting with girls. Should I call names? That's how it starts. I'm looking at somebody like this. He's smiling. If I call him now in this place, we should go and sit down. Let's respect ourselves. Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. Turn to your neighbor. Say, be very careful. You are precious to God. See, take have friends that you can pray in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Yes, I asked a young man, how old are you? He said 21. I said 21. At 21, what was I doing? At 17, I was preaching in the barracks with my own track. I write it and print it. I said, at 21, what was I doing? I told him I was praying like a madman. At 21, I was fasting 3 days dry. I'm not trying to say rubbish so that you feel me and say, ah, this pastor, they pray. No. At 21, I was fasting. How many days did I? 3 days. Every Thursday to Saturday after meeting. So I told him, forget all of this rubbish now. Forget it. They don't matter. Pray. You see, this time that you are young, pray. Are you listening to me? Prayer does not used to kill you. Fasting does not even kill. It makes you more healthier. Pray. Take your time, pray. I want to become the next greatest scientist. It's not all about reading and becoming excellent in studying alone. You have to pray. Be in the spirit. I remember a great scientist who is a preacher. He said one thing. He said they wanted to give him a Nobel Prize. They now asked him that they don't want him to be mentioning Jesus. He should be mentioning God. He should stop analysis on the Bible. so that they would give him the Nobel Prize. He rejected it. We will create an award in this church, best scientist. If they give you 50 million, we'll give you 100 million. At this point, be the best of yourself. I told the lady something not too long. Let me end with this. She met me, Pastor, this, that, I saw this, my husband, blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, as I received it in my heart, I poured it on her. I said, sit down and work on yourself. Stop all of those kind of things. Don't be looking for husband, all of you sitting here. Father, bring my husband. Stop that. It's a useless prayer. When it's time, the person will locate you. And even men, you will confuse yourself when you start praying. Lord, show me my wife. Show me my wife. And if you want to help yourself, avoid some kind of conversation right now. Avoid it. You don't want to fall in love with the wrong person. Don't be chatting too much with the person. Don't be chatting. You're always chatting. You say you don't believe it's your husband. You're asking what is your vision. What do you want to know the vision for? You don't know, as you keep on talking with somebody, you start seeing the beauty of their lives. All of a sudden, when you fall in love, you don't know. Do you know some of you are in love? You don't even know you are in love yet. Be very careful. It's not something to joke about. We can laugh, but it's so powerful. Years ago, Prophet Solomon said these words to me. He called me. I was talking with a lady, a fine girl, on to go. He said, Simon, how are you? I said, I'm fine, sir. He said, what are you doing right now? I said, sir, I'm just in my room. He said, doing what? I said, no, sir, just play with my phone. He said, I just saw you chatting with a girl. I just stood up where I am. I said, on my knees, sir. I'm on my knees, sir. Talk to me, sir. He said, am I lying? I said, no, sir. I'm chatting with a lady. I helped him call the name. Sir, but we're just talking friendship talk. He said, that's how it starts. Now, I thought the lady was an innocent lady. He said to me, he said, if you want to end small, continue chatting. We say if you want to end big, cut that relationship. Same lady, 2 weeks later, started telling me rubbish on to go. Come and see me. Cold is catching me. I'm outside the block, under the staircase. The same person. I thought I was talking to holy, in a holy way. My friend, when he saw the chat, he hit me on my head. More could they go? We went there. I carried my big head. I was going there like that. Like remote control. I got to the place. The fear of the Lord gripped me so hard. I just felt like God just came with his angels and just hold my head and my chest and my leg. Suddenly, I started doing my head like this. No. 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 She was just like this, waiting for me. I could see her. She was just doing like this. I said, no. No. As I turned my back to go, he said, Mumu, wait till they worry you. He hid somewhere and was watching us. I said, God, go punish you, stupid boy. You go and follow her. My mother was already outside looking for me in the whole block. Simon! That's how they used to come into the... Simon! Simon! I was coming from overcoming temptation. Wisdom is profitable to direct. When he said it, I didn't see any sense in it. But look at me today. Because of what he said. You know, one thing most young people always tell you, I told my pastors that you would think you are too fine. That's why ladies are coming to you, flocking to towards you. Because of the anointings, what? Satan wants to destroy you. Are you listening to me? And some of you who are church ladies giving to the Lord, you see men disturbing you like you are the finest in the world. Satan wants to what? Destroy you. Some have promised you even house, laptop, AC in this heat period. They have promised you AC. Just say yes. It's one of my daughters, they promised her house girl. Trip to UK immediately after school. House girl in school. And she said no. The parent called her and started warning her. Are you mad? Somebody has come to change her life and you are. She now met me one time after saying, Pastor, I told the man no. I said, that's good. So what should I do now? I said, that's all. Block his number. I should block it. Yes. Block it. She blocked it. But today they are strong soldiers. Harar badani sojan Yesu ne. Harar badani sojan Yesu ne. You know the song?
Harabadani sojan Yesu ne. Harabadani sojan Yesu ne. Ni. Sojan Yesu ne. Do you know the meaning of what I'm saying? For eternity, I'm a soldier of Christ. That's what I'm saying. Nina Yesu ne basankoma basankoma bayaba nasahanuna akankekeno ma basankoma bayaba. I belong to Jesus, never going back, never going back, some. I belong to Jesus, never going back. And you know one terrible thing with the spirit of with sin? I told you a story one time. There's this lady who was in the Holy Deeper Life whatever movement, and she was preaching on campus. And one time when they came back on break, she was pregnant. And I remember somebody was gisting me the thing and mocking her. But somehow, I don't know how, I became emotional for her. When I saw her, she was hiding her face. She couldn't look at people again. This is a lady that was preaching. Now I'm pregnant, out of wedlock. And I said to myself, I said, I know exactly what is happening in her heart. She is feeling like she has disgraced heaven. And she has disgraced. If she's not careful, she may commit suicide. Paul said, I don't know. The things I don't want to do, I find myself what? Doing them. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? That is why knowledge is better than burnt offerings. Don't just say, I will dress for God to like me. I'll do this. Mm-mm. Understand the word of God. Are you listening to me? Because today, if some of you make mistake, you have scattered the lineage of Christianity in your homes. Some of you are the hope of your families. Am I lying? It is some of you here that have made people to start following God in your homes. Imagine as a firstborn, or the person that started emphasizing Jesus, or the last man standing in your home, all of a sudden you make a terrible mistake. Imagine the weight of that mistake. Many years ago, Miles Moreau said these words I'll never forget. He said, oh great man, all of you seated here, what is that one thing that if we know about you, we will all be disappointed? What is that one thing that if we all know about you, it will alter your greatness? He said, kill it before it kills you. Are you listening to me tonight? And we have received all that we need tonight. Understanding from God's word for what? Life and godliness. Not a body we bear, not a soul we share, but at home which living there. Not a frown, not a frown of but it's blessed if we trust and trust and obey, trust and know, for there's no to be happy in Jesus, but the trust, oh we trust and obey, trust and no other way to be happy in Jesus. Do we have a verse 3? But we never can prove that the light of his love unto all on the altar we hey, for the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, and for them who we trust and trust and know, to be happy in Jesus, but a trust. Let's see the verse 3 again. It's so powerful. But we never can prove that the light of his love On the altar we lay, for the favor he showed, for the joy he bestowed, and for them who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Hallelujah. The truth is that obedience is what commands greatness in the spirit. Obedience, right? Commands greatness. You want to enjoy God? Trust and obey. Are you listening to me tonight? And you will enjoy it at the end. Glory to God forevermore. We have come to the end of our meeting tonight, and we give God praise for such a beautiful time in His presence. Can we celebrate Jesus?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.